Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And great news, somebody's in the studio with me.
I'm Doug McBurney.
Doug, it's October. What are you doing here?
Yeah, the telethon is over.
The telethon's over, but
I had to come and celebrate.
You're still here. What are the news stories we'll talk about?
Because of this whole, Whoopi Goldberg has reared her ugly head in an even uglier story, if you can believe it.
And she's a spokesperson for Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
So disgusting what she said about Roman Polanski, the child rapist.
Roman Polanski.
But let's get to that in a moment.
Anyway, Whoopi and Roman, we're going to get to them. I have to hear your take on Kevin Jennings, the educrat, the Obama edu-czar.
Yeah.
He's one of the czars, or maybe he's a czarina, or semi-czar.
The pervert who promotes homosexuality and was so despicable when this kid came to him as a student, and the despicable pro-homosexual advice he gave this kid to destroy this kid, and now he says he regrets it. What a liar. He regrets that conservative Christians caught him.
Yeah, he regrets that it's coming up at this point.
That's
his
right.
career is what he regrets.
All right, so.
All right. So I want to talk to you about those two things. Then I've got a really interesting and a really actually pretty exciting offer from a local contractor related to the telethon. Now, I know the telethon is over, but I want to ask your permission, your express written consent to do this one item because I think people are going to have a lot of fun with it, and it's a chance for them to support the show.
All right, what is it?
Well, a local contractor. Now, Bob, do you remember where you were when John Kennedy was shot?
I remember they canceled the cartoons.
Oh, is that right?
I was born in 59.
Okay.
They canceled the cartoons for days on end.
Oh,
it was a terrible time in American history.
Horrible.
I mean, that was my recollection.
Okay. Now, I don't remember where I was because I hadn't been born yet.
Yeah.
But like when the space shuttle blew up, I remember. I remember where I was at school that day.
Right.
Anyway, I want to ask our audience, the local contractor wants to know, where were you when you saw the DNC sign in Denver, destroys unborn children?
When Obama was here to greet Barack Obama coming to Denver during their national convention, we put up a sign 666 feet wide, 580 feet tall.
Right.
It said DNC, Democratic National Convention, DNC destroys unborn children.
Yes, we did.
So you're saying if people call in and say where they were when they saw that sign.
We want to know. Call us and tell us where you were when you saw the sign. And for every person who calls, this local contractor will give
$100. $100
to Bob
in your line? $100 to
Bob in your line.
Just for somebody calling up and saying where they were.
All you have to do is call us, 1-800-836-9278. Call us and tell us where you were when you saw the DNC sign.
1-800-836-9278.
That's right.
800-8-NYARD.
800-8-NYARD.
That number hasn't changed in 20 years,
Doug. It's been the same number.
People could call in and help add to the – what did the telethon do? The goal was $40,000.
The goal was $40,000. We closed last night at midnight at $36,324.
Wow.
So we're short of the goal.
What an audience.
Now, we've got a chance to
Doug, this is an extraordinary audience because on – you know, we used to be on 80 cities 5 nights a week.
Right.
From Honolulu to Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
But we're on one Christian radio station.
That's right, in Denver.
In Denver.
Powerful station.
And we're on for a half hour. That's it.
Right.
And the audience, and that comes up with this extraordinary support. Thank you, everyone. Plus all the support through the year, of course, to keep us going. So thank you.
This is over and above. These are
over
a
and
lot
above.
Of these, a lot of the folks who donated to the telethon, they already support us on a monthly basis.
Yeah,
well,
right.
You know, they get products. They subscribe to your teaching materials.
So
it's just amazing.
836-9278. Where were you? This was last summer in August.
Last August when the DNC was in town. Where were you when you saw the DNC sign? Call and tell us, and we'll get $100 for your recollection.
And not just for one person. Just call in.
As many people.
303-463-7789. 303-463-7789. Either number.
Yeah.
Call in. Now, Doug, I want to remind people what went into that sign. And hopefully people will realize we're serious and – they could call in.
If they call and tell us where they were when they saw the sign, we get $100. That's 303-463-7789. Stop what you're doing and call.
Now, okay, we advertised on this show, send in your sheets.
That's right. I remember the call went out for sheets that day.
Right? When you make your bed, take off the sheets.
Right. Give us your sheets.
We don't care whether you launder them or not. Pack them in a UPS box and ship them to Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
And this was hosted by American Right to Life.
And you did this several months in advance.
In advance.
Yes.
Send us your sheets.
The sheets began to flow.
The sheets started coming in.
Yeah.
And we ended up sewing together. We set up a sweatshop, and we sewed together 2,400 sheets. 2,400 sheets. And, Doug, the calls are coming in. The number, 303-463-7789. That's the local number. Or the 800 number, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. If you call in, you can't get through, leave your name and number. We'll get back to you.
And then just keep calling. Keep calling. You know, that we'll be busy. But we'll go through this quickly. Russell on line 12.
In Arvada. Russ, go ahead.
Yeah, I was at the corner of Ralston and Ward.
Ralston and Ward. Yeah, that's in
Ralston
Arvada.
And Ward.
And Doug, thank you. Thank you, Russ,
and
very much for that
Russ,
call.
Thanks, Russ. That's $100. Okay, now let's go to Steve in Wheat Ridge. Where were you when you saw the DNC sign?
Well, actually, I was at work. I work for the city of Wheat Ridge, and I'm calling from Wheat Ridge now, and I saw that right off the frontage road in the morning and took pictures.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate
Thank you, Steve.
That.
All right, 303.
In Wheat Ridge, the frontage road, that would be off of I-70. Doug, the traffic on I-70 could see that sign.
Everybody.
Going in both directions.
Yeah.
It was the perfect location to put a massive billboard. Guinness gave us an official world record attempt, the world's largest protest sign.
Right.
And we meet the design requirements. 1-800-836-9278. Doug, what did you say the telethon ended at?
36,325.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 200 more, 36,500.
All right, so where were you, if you live here in the Denver metro area, where were you when you saw the DNC sign? 303-463-7789. Give us a call. Let's go to line 17. Cynthia, where were you? Nope, we can't. We
lost Cynthia. All right. Hey, Doug.
Clear that line.
303-463-7789. 2,400 sheets were sewed together.
2,400.
We set up a sweatshop.
I remember.
Three shifts a day.
I remember
for a month.
Stacks of sheets taller than human beings.
I remember. That's right. I remember a Marine at a sewing machine saying, "I broke my bobbin. I need another bobbin." And when I saw a Marine doing that, that just blew me away.
All right.
In Denver, Vic, where were you when you saw the sign on the mountain?
I couldn't quite read it, but I saw it from Peña Boulevard.
Peña Boulevard?
That's at the airport. That's at Denver International Airport.
Wow.
Now, Doug, it was readable.
Thanks, Vic.
Thank
Clear
you,
that
Vic,
line.
So much.
That's $100, Vic.
It was readable from 10 miles away. It was visible from Aurora Reservoir and from DIA, which were both 20 miles away in different directions.
Mm.
And we'll tell people what the media got in their inbox that morning. In Nebraska.
Nebraska? You couldn't see the sign from Nebraska.
No, but John, go ahead, John.
No, I was in Kettle Falls, Washington.
How did you see it in Kettle Falls, Washington?
It was on the internet at the library.
All right, John.
All right, thank
All
you,
right,
John.
So
appreciate
that.
We love you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
We love you, too. 1-800-8-N-YARD.
Thanks for telling us where you were. That's $100. Now let's go to Westminster. Jamie, where were you?
Hey, hey, Bob and Doug. This is Jamie. I'm at work here in Denver on my lunch break, and I just happen to remember where I was that day when that mean-spirited, judgmental sign went up on the mountain there.
Yeah, right. Where were you?
I admittedly did not have a very good vantage point. I was standing on the mountain.
Now, I don't know if that's is that legal?
Now, can we count that?
We had 65 letter carriers.
An awful lot of people were on the mountain.
Yeah, but okay, I think that counts.
I think Jamie, I know you probably couldn't read it until we came down from the mountain.
Right.
But, yeah, and, my all right.
My wife took some good pictures. She saw it from as far east as Federal
Thanks,
Boulevard.
Jamie. All right. Thanks, Jamie. There's $100. Clear that line. And David on line 16. Speak your mind.
Go ahead, David.
Hi, Bob. I saw it from the mountain that we put it on. I couldn't read it either because I was so close to it.
You were there.
Yeah, does that count?
Now, we had, let me tell the audience, we had 65 letter carriers.
Each person carrying a portion of one letter.
A backpack.
Right.
A frame backpack, which weighed between 40 and 90 pounds.
Yeah.
And it began to unfurl with spotters a mile away at a local Arvada park.
Right.
And, Doug, you know, the mountain was pre-marked. There was a local coordinate
grid. I remember.
Created. Okay, yeah. So... hey, Cynthia, please give us a call back.
The number to call, clear that line. David, thank you. The number to call, 303-463-7789. Call us. Tell us where you were when you saw the sign accusing the Democratic National Committee or Convention or whoever they are.
Yeah, everything.
Basically just stating what they do, what their policy is, and that is to destroy unborn children. Where were you? 303-463-7789. 7789. Now, Bob, I don't want to spend the whole show. I want to talk.
Yeah, money's important, but we do have some of these
true. I forget
extraordinary
that's
stories.
1-800-836-9278.
1-800-836-9278. Where were you when you saw the sign on the mountain? Doug, let me tell you about the home at the base of the mountain. Big, beautiful, million-dollar home.
Yeah.
The owners, mom and dad, came out,
mm-hmm.
and they said, we just got a call from our daughter who's going to college back in somewhere near Chicago or somewhere.
Wow.
She said she saw the sign on the mountain in her dorm room.
That's right. We made the news.
All over the world.
Yeah.
She saw the sign on the mountain. It was even on, like, Telemundo. It was all over the world.
Right.
She saw the sign on the mountain, and she said, that's my backyard. She called her parents. She said, Mom and Dad, do you know what's going on? Turn on the news. And they came out, and they offered...
They had every reason to be annoyed, because here's 65 people about to traipse through their backyard.
They offered 70, 80 of us to come to their home.
That's right.
To be refreshed, to have lunch.
Remember.
Let's go to Lakewood. Jim, you're on. Bob and you're live.
Yeah, I saw it when I dropped my daughter off at school there in Arvada.
All right. So Jim dropped his daughter off. Thank you, Jim, so much for calling in. Jim from Lakewood.
Thank you for all your work.
Well, God bless you, Jim.
Jim,
all right.
That was $100 to Bob and your live, Jim. Boy, what an easy way, Doug.
That's great.
Now, this is Aurora. This is on the east side of the metro area. Another Dave. Dave from Aurora. Where did you see the sign?
I saw it in the Bob Inyart facility when I was inking the sign.
Oh, I don't know if that counts. Does that count? All right. Thank you, Dave, so very much for calling.
All right. Now, where were you when the DNC sign went up on the mountain? The number to call, 303-463-7789. Don't be shy. It only takes 10 seconds. Just tell us where you were. Give us a cross street. Give us a town. Give us a suburb.
And so, Doug, we created a local coordinate system.
All right.
A local coordinate system on the mountain.
Oh, I know. This is the point in the project when I thought you had gone certifiably insane. And it was simply that I could not comprehend what you were doing with the ropes and the measuring and the...
thousands of feet of ropes.
I remember that.
And we had a team assembled the day before at dawn.
Yeah.
And they walked the mountain and they marked the tops and the edges of the letters. And then we had spotters a mile away to make sure that the letters in it was picture perfect.
Mm-hmm. I remember. Let's go to Cynthia on line 6. Where were you?
Well, I happen to be right about where I am now, which is on the road on McIntyre, around 58, right opposite the mountain.
I
was driving up to my grandchildren's house, and I couldn't believe my eyes. And I stopped to take a picture with my cell phone, and I still have the pictures.
All right.
Hey, Cynthia, do you think you could, do you know how to email a picture from your cell phone?
Yeah.
Do you think you could email it to bob@kgov.com?
Sure.
Send it over. All right, Cynthia, thank you. That's $100 to Bob and Yart Live. Now clear that line. We're going 303-463-7789. Where were you when The DNC destroys unborn children went up on the mountain.
Doug, our kids, they play hockey.
Yeah.
And Zachary's 12 had a hockey team party at a beautiful home. Extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's like a museum.
Great.
And so the owners, the parents of one of his teammates, said to us, they heard we were involved with the sign on the mountain. They said we were in our bedroom out on the balcony in the morning. We turn around. We look back at the mountain. There's this incredible sign. And we didn't know if they're pro aborts, pro-life.
Oh, wow.
They said they loved it. An extraordinary sign on the mountain.
All right. Christy in Golden, where were you?
We were right at the bottom of the mountain building OB probes to listen to baby's heartbeats.
Wow. All right, Christy.
Wow.
Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Christy.
Now, it's a thrill to talk to Christy and everybody out there.
What a blessing.
Kids are being killed by the Democrats.
Yeah.
And Doug, the liberals got angry. I can't keep track of how many people have called
in. I'm keeping track. Jenny in North Glen, where were you?
Hey, I think we were in a car, and I think it was like going toward Golden.
Yeah,
and we saw it, and it was beautiful, and we just jumped up and down screaming, yeah!
All right, Jenny, thank you so much. Jenny from North Glen. Doug, when the media woke up in the morning, the number 303-463-7789, that's the backdoor number.
Yeah, call us. Where were you when the sign went up on the mountain? 303-463-7789.
American Right to Life paid $1,000 to send out a press release. One press release, one page.
$1,000.
But that's how it's done. They use the same news service as the DNC was using.
All right.
PR Newswire.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant it went into the inbox of every journalist in Denver, and there were over 10,000 journalists. And tens of thousands of delegates.
Right.
And the press release said this. It said, welcome to Denver. Look out your hotel window to the west. Look out your window to the west. American Right to Life is greeting the Democrats and Barack Obama. And, Doug, when you're in a major hotel in Denver, you look out to the west, you see the mountains. Hundreds of thousands of people could see this sign without having to go to the media.
That's right.
Without.
Yeah.
1-800-836-9278. And you know what? We realized that there'd be so many protesters during the DNC.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make a sign that you could see from a far distance.
Right.
When we started the project, we didn't plan on 10-mile legibility.
No, we hadn't quite.
But that's what we got.
That, yeah.
American Right to Life.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Doug, these stories.
What is this? Now, if I'm not mistaken, I've seen Whoopi Goldberg on TV doing commercials for Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Right? She's an official paid spokesperson.
Yeah.
For
I can't even take a Star Trek if she's in it. just too disgusting. She is.
And you love Star Trek.
Well, yeah, it's all right.
So, and for Whoopi to make you turn off Star Trek when you
and the
boys like Star Trek.
Yeah, the boys like Star Trek, but
if Whoopi comes Goldberg. I wasn't aware she was associated
with Star
Trek.
And she's so divisive. She's so hateful against Christians and morality.
She's an evil
woman. You would think that Toys R Us would be associated with Whoopi Goldberg?
You know, Bob, it's further evidence, I should say. It's further evidence that the entire culture has lost their mind.
Yeah.
A deviant, evil woman like Whoopi Goldberg.
Look what she says about Roman Polanski, who's a child rapist.
She said, I understand she was 13 and all that, but it wasn't rape.
It wasn't rape.
So what does that mean?
She's justifying child rape.
Right.
Because it's, you know, Roman Polanski, if you're a liberal, then you don't really care that he molested a child.
Apparently
that
not.
That he violated a child. You don't care. You care that he makes movies that you think are cool.
Right.
And so Whoopi Goldberg, she's not the only
I printed out
liberal.
The list, Bob. I printed out the list of the Roman Polanski petitions.
So Whoopi Goldberg says an adult man having sex with a 13-year-old is not rape.
It's not like rape.
No, he probably doped her up.
Sure, it was somewhere short of consensual, but somewhat short of rape.
He probably doped her up, and she was probably feeling pretty good at the time.
I think that's what Whoopi was implying. Look, at least she was just semi-conscious. You know, she didn't have to like be there fully for the whole thing.
Right.
What is she talking about?
It's wicked. And so Roman Polanski was recently taken into custody in Europe to be extradited to this country.
I believe he's in jail in Switzerland right now. He's in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Which is
a lot of Europeans are enraged because, you know, in Europe, they're continually lower the age of consent.
Right.
So adult men could have sex with boys. That's the primary goal.
I think
and
that's,
men to have sex with girls. And so anyway.
But primarily boys in Europe.
But Whoopi Goldberg says it's not rape.
It's not rape.
Don't take it so seriously.
And now
he makes good movies.
What's amazing, Bob, to me, is that Whoopi Goldberg will continue to have a career. I'm certain. Now, there was a time in this country where a statement like this would end your career. That would be it. It would be over.
It won't. Right.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen.
She'll be a greater hero. It's like Barack Obama supporting killing babies after they survived an abortion. People think, oh, this will end his career. It's a boost for his career.
Wow. I'll tell you.
So who else?
So listen to the people who've signed the Free Roman Polanski petition.
Yeah.
David Lynch, who apparently is someone. Now, there's over 100 signatures here, Bob, but to be honest with you, I don't recognize most of these people. Now,
well,
you and I are not really that aware of the, you know, the
Hollywood in crowd.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't care less.
There are a few names
I
recognize.
There must be one name or two.
David Lynch, I recognize. I'm not sure why. John Landis, I recognize. Mm-hmm. Not sure why. Martin Scorsese, I think he made The Godfather like 35 years ago, right?
He's still alive.
Is he still alive? He's lucky because if he wasn't alive, he'd be in an especially hot corner of hell. Because he signed it.
Yeah.
Who else? Radovan Tajic.
I don't know these people. Though.
I thought he was arrested in Yugoslavia for war crimes. Who is this guy? Radovan Tajic?
I thought you were circling the famous people.
Well, I was certain. And one other, Woody Allen.
Oh, boy, does he have gall. Woody Allen has sex with his own daughter. No,
I believe it was something.
I have a bad memory. Is this right or wrong?
He adopted a girl. He adopted a girl, and then
his
went downhill from
his actress wife,
right?
Who I don't know that they actually married, but they don't believe in marriage.
No.
So his actress wife is raising this child, adopts this girl.
Right.
Woody Allen is the stepfather, and he ends up having a sexual relationship with his stepdaughter.
Yeah.
And all of Hollywood, all of the left, they think he's a hero.
He's great.
Boy, does he have...
Well, you know what Woody Allen said? He said, the heart wants what it wants. And, I suppose the same thing goes for Roman.
Same thing goes for John Cooey.
Oh, yeah. John Cooey. Did you read that story, by the way? I'm very upset about that as well. We didn't bring that up before the show.
What, that
John Cooey.
He croaked?
John Cooey was not put to death.
He was not put to death in Florida.
Now, this is a guy who brutally murdered a young girl, buried her alive.
Kidnapped.
Assaulted
raped,
her. Buried her alive.
Buried a 9-year-old girl, Jessica Lunsford, alive in Florida. And, of course, she died.
Yeah.
So he murdered her. And he should have been put to death. A day or two after he was arrested.
I'm willing to give him maybe even 3 days because I'm a very tolerant fellow.
So the trial and the conviction and give him 24 hours to get ready to go to hell.
Put him in a room with a candle and a Bible.
Unless he repented. And then execute him. So the sheriff down there is disappointed that he didn't have the opportunity to execute. Mm. And good for the sheriff. He's right.
That's great to hear the sheriff say that.
Yeah.
Because the sheriff missed a great opportunity.
Yeah.
John Cooey died of natural causes in prison.
Which is the number one method of execution in America.
That's
for
right.
People on death row, they die of natural causes.
Old age is the
The number one cause of death for people on death row is old age.
Yeah.
So we have tens of thousands of murders in this country, and we need to execute people swiftly and painfully.
Painfully even, you say.
Swiftly and painfully. That's what God says in the Bible. And he says, if you do this, then men will not be presumptuous to commit these kinds of crimes. You won't have an epidemic like we do.
Right.
So Roman Polanski should be coming back to be executed.
That's what should be happening. Now, speaking of people who should be executed, and you'll have to give me your opinion on this or not. One Kevin Jennings. He's the director of the Department of Education's Office of Safe and Drug-Free
He's
Schools.
He's the Obama's education czar kind of guy.
Czar, czarina, sub-czar.
Czarina in
Commissar.
This case.
I'm not
He's
sure.
He's a czarina in this case.
Yeah, I think he is a czarina as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Now, this is when this guy was a teacher and he was in charge.
He's a homo teacher promoting homosexuality as aggressively as he could.
This is in the 1980s.
Yeah.
This is back when the homosexual teachers were still somewhat in the closet. He claims he was a closeted homosexual at that. Yeah. That was 1988 when some of the homos were still in the closet.
So one homosexual student came to him and said he's picked up a guy in a men's restroom at a bus station or somewhere, brings him home. He's having sex with adult men. He's a kid.
There's a 14-year-old boy.
He's a kid, and so this homosexual pervert, Barack Obama education czarina, tells the kid, well, make sure you use condoms.
Yeah, his advice was, you know, I hope you know how to use a condom.
Right. And now he's saying he regrets this. It was
he did express regret today. That's
he said
according
regret.
To his story. Yeah, Jennings expressed regret.
His actual quote doesn't have any regret.
If you read his quote,
it'll
make
you throw up.
Yeah, he says he should have handled it differently.
Should have handled it differently. He should have went. Maybe he'd have a threesome.
He said, I should.
Here's what, Doug, he says, I was only 24. It was in 1988, right?
Back in the 80s, teachers didn't really
He put the
know.
Story in a book. He put the story in a book.
And
he's
lectured about it.
He's lectured. He speaks at his own education conferences. He's told the story for years. He doesn't think he did anything wrong.
No.
But now, he put it in his book, but he figures only pervert homos read these books.
Right.
So now WorldNet Daily is it who exposed the story.
Yeah.
And now it's just when you have perversion next to normalcy, you could see the perversion is disgusting.
Right.
So it's just a brief bit of light shining in on the Obama administration. How about Obama's, is it his science czar, John Holdren, who wrote that we should have forced abortion and sterilization?
He said it might come to that, and he thinks the Constitution would allow that.
Would allow it.
Yeah.
Forced abortion, like in China.
Yeah.
And so on Bob and Your Live, we've been saying this for 20 years, that this is what the country is coming to, and our leading Christian ministries, they're asleep at the switch.
The things you predicted 15 years ago on the television show, which, by the way, you can order the televised classics, a monthly subscription.
Get the DVDs in the mail.
It's only the names have changed.
Stop making me into a prophet.
Only the names
it's
have
gross.
Been changed. Only the names have changed.
Nothing else has changed.
And all of
it's
the things
the
you predicted are happening right before our very eyes. All of them.
It's the same.
All of them. There's not a single homo left in the closet from 1994. They're pouring out in the streets, walking around with signs, talking about how proud they are.
Yeah.
They're taking over the country.
And they're destroying our kids, the next generation, our schools.
Yeah.
Take your kids out of public schools.
The schools are gone. The public schools are gone.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
The public school wants to turn your daughter into a bisexual, and when she gets pregnant, to have her have an abortion at Planned Parenthood. Mm. And they will do that without your knowledge, by the way.
Yeah.
And you know what a collective noun, what is the collective noun for homosexual?
Flock?
Pile. It's pile.
Okay.
It's a pile of homos.
I'm going to look that up.
Pile. Webster's. All right. Doug McBurney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
In Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school. And our website is KGOV.com. Please help out. God bless you.